All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out. Give us a follow. Get your tools and win your league.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey there, HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast listeners. There are tons of VPN providers out there. You've probably heard of a few of them, and some of you may have even used a VPN before. But I like to do research on my sponsors, and I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in. I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. Here's why. ExpressVPN doesn't log your data. Lots of really cheap or free VPNs make money by selling your data to ad companies. ExpressVPN developed a technology called Trusted Server that makes it impossible for their service to log any of your info. Second is speed. I've tried lots of VPNs in the past. Many slow your connection down or make your device sluggish. I've been using ExpressVPN for the past 3 months, and my internet speeds are blazing fast. Even when I connect to servers thousands of miles away, I can still stream HD quality videos with zero lag. The last thing that really sets ExpressVPN apart from other VPNs is how easy it is to use. Unlike other VPNs, you do not have to input or program anything. You just fire up the app and click one button to connect. It's so easy, even your grandparents could do it. Full disclosure, I don't think my grandmother can do it. She can barely use the contacts function on her cell phone. Anyways, so protect yourself with the VPN that I use and trust. Use my link, expressvpn.com/hoopball today, and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/hoopball. Visit expressvpn.com/hoopball to learn more. Now, on with the show.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Bulls fans, and welcome to the Hoop Ball Chicago Bulls podcast here on the Hoop Ball Network. I am the host of this program, Greg Meraz. Always a pleasure to have you along for the ride. We are recapping the Bulls' 104-91 win over the Houston Rockets in Game 2 of the preseason. Bulls were once again down for most of this game, but they outscored the Rockets 31-12 in the fourth quarter. I can tell you that anytime, it doesn't really matter to me whether you're playing your first string guys, your second string guys, or guys that are not going to make the roster. Anytime that you outscore your opponent by 19 points in a quarter and hold that opponent to 12 points in a quarter, you're doing your job. Doesn't matter to me whether or not it's a starter or an end of the bench guy. Anytime that you outscore your opponent by 19 points in a quarter and hold that opponent to 12 points in a quarter, you've done your job. Now, the Bulls, they were in this most of the game. Chicago really never trailed by more than 7 points at any one point. Couple of key stats from the box score. Bulls are struggling from the field right now offensively. They shot 39.4% compared to Houston's 34.5%, but still, you want to be over 40%. From three land, they were 35%. They were just 14 of 40, which is really not good. Houston, however, they were terrible. Unlike game one, they were 12 of 47, which is 25.5%. Let's start with some of the positives for the Bulls. Patrick Williams played another solid game. He was not efficient from the field, but he played 28 minutes, scored 13 points, had 3 steals, 3 rebounds, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. Patrick Williams is somebody that is going to make a big impact right away. If you don't believe that, then quite frankly, I can't help you. The results are there. The impact is there. You're seeing it in the first two preseason games, even though Houston didn't have James Harden. Even though Houston didn't have P.J. Tucker for this game, and I don't think James Harden's going to play another game in a Rockets uniform. James Harden has clearly showed that the more insignificant BS is more important to him than actually trying to win basketball games. I hate guys, by the way, that try and force themselves out of situations. I absolutely hate it. James Harden is all that is wrong with professional basketball. The way that he plays, the way that he acts off the court. I just cannot stand James Harden, period. But that's another podcast for anybody covering the Houston Rockets, which is not what I'm going to be doing right now. So, a couple of guys that did not play in this game before I go into a couple more positives. Noel Vonleh played in game one. He did not play last night. Luke Kornet played in game one. He did not play last night. Neither did Devon Dodson. Neither did Tomas Satoransky. Neither did Adam Makoka, but he did not play on Friday night. The Bulls ended up playing a much smaller rotation of guys, including Zach Norvell Jr., who played 14 minutes off the bench, and he actually was not that bad. The rookie out of Gonzaga had 14 minutes of play, 3 of 8 from the field. He was 1 of 6 from 3, scored 7 points in 14 minutes. Not bad. Not bad at all. Couple other guys that had really solid games. I want to start with Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine scored 23 points in 27 minutes. He had 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 8 of 14 from the floor, 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. Anytime that Zach LaVine is a plus 8, which is what he was a plus 8 on the floor, 23 points in 27 minutes, and you almost have 10 rebounds. To me, that's a very good sign. I'm okay if Zach LaVine shoots at about 50%. He was above 50% in this game. If he is at that and he is a little below or at 50% from beyond the arc, he has done his job. And to me, that is what I love to see out of somebody like a Zach LaVine. He is clearly, in my opinion, going to thrive in the Billy Donovan system. It is made for him. He is more comfortable. He can play off the ball. Billy Donovan is basically going to... It's pretty clear through the first two games, Billy Donovan wants Kobe White to be the point guard. He doesn't want Zach LaVine to be the guy that's handling the ball. He wants LaVine to play off the ball where he is a lot better and more effective.
Coby White, meanwhile, had another solid game. He played a team-high 32 minutes, had 20 points on 7 of 15 shooting, 4 of 7 from beyond the arc. He had 5 assists. Now, he did have 4 turnovers, which is problematic, but still, 20 points on 7 of 15 shooting. You're over 50% from 3. Solid game. Very solid game. Can't complain about that at all. Otto Porter Jr., 12 points in 24 minutes, 5 of 8 from the field, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. That's an efficient game. If Otto Porter Jr. is going to give you 25 minutes a night and stay healthy, I have no problem with that. Again, Otto Porter Jr. is not a part of the future, but he's a part of what this system is going to be and what Billy Donovan will use as the Otto Porter type piece moving forward into future years. But if Otto Porter Jr. is going to make an impact on this team this year, that's the type of impact that I want to see. Now for some of the negatives. Lauri Markkanen. Everybody wanted Lauri Markkanen to take the next step forward this season. Lauri Markkanen last night played an absolutely atrocious game. 3 points on 1 of 10 from the field. 0 for 5 from 3-point range. 7 rebounds. That's not going to get it done. Lauri Markkanen is a guy that just does not seem like he is the type of player that he was coming out of Arizona. The potential has turned into the actual, and the actual is not as great as the potential, which is unfortunate because Lauri Markkanen had a solid, not a great, a solid first 2 years, but he took a step back last year. I attribute a lot of that to Jim Boylan. But Lauri Markkanen is also somebody that needs to take a bigger step forward this year. And so far, that has not been the case. I'd be concerned about Lauri Markkanen as a long-term piece for the Chicago Bulls at this point. This observation from Darnell Mayberry of The Athletic, who is the Bulls' senior writer for The Athletic. Quote, in his first preseason game, Markkanen was an efficient 5-for-8 shooting, knocking down 3 of 5 three-point tries. As has been the case throughout his first 3 seasons, however, Markkanen's inconsistency showed up again Sunday. His lone field goal was a dunk off another nice feed from White when Markkanen slipped off a high ball screen. The rest of his night offensively was filled with misses and an inability to take advantage of perceived matchup advantages. Billy Donovan said, quote, I thought Lauri actually did a good job today because he did not shoot the ball well. He had some really, really good looks, but I felt like emotionally he was really engaged in the game, and that's what he's got to do. Unquote. Mayberry continues, that's all good, but the Bulls didn't draft Markkanen 7th overall 3 years ago to be engaged in the game. The Bulls aren't currently in the process of settling on a number for a lucrative contract extension for Markkanen to simply try hard. At some point, and soon, Markkanen has to demonstrate he can consistently dominate. He's now in his 4th season, and yet the frustrating nights never seem far off. It's become hard to ignore and even harder to believe some sort of mythical breakout is on its way. So that's that on Lauri Markkanen. I think it's pretty clear that he's not the same player, and at least a lot of people who are more locked into the Bulls, at least over the past 3 years than I have been, can say with absolute confidence that Lauri Markkanen is trending more toward great nights as the exception as opposed to the norm, which is unfortunate. Wendell Carter Jr. is also off to a really rough start. He defensively was not great in this game. He was letting a lot of Houston guards go by him. Offensively, he's been terrible. He was terrible in the first game. I think he made just one shot. He's 3 of 11 from the field, 1 of 4 from three-point range in 23 minutes on Sunday night. 7 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Not going to get it done if you're Wendell Carter Jr. And as we wrap up here on the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast in just a quick 10-minute episode recapping Game 2 of the preseason, let's go over a couple of other stat lines that I think are critical. The Bulls had a plus 10 rebounding margin, which I thought was great. The Bulls, though, still had 17 turnovers. They were plus 1 in the turnover margin. Houston had 18. Bulls had 20 in their first preseason game. So turnovers have got to come down, especially the turnovers from the starting lineup. Coby White had 4. Otto Porter Jr. had 3. So the turnovers have got to come down. Coby White, despite the 4 turnovers, was a plus 14. That means playing good defense, and he rebounded the ball and distributed the ball pretty well. You know, 3 rebounds for a point guard, not bad. The Bulls are rebounding the ball very well so far, which I think is a very encouraging sign. As for the bench, it's pretty clear that Patrick Williams, as we said a little bit earlier, is going to be that 6th guy off the bench and one of the first guys that you go to. But what about the rest of the bench? You were without Thad Young, who's still dealing with his left leg infection. You didn't have Garrett Temple because he is isolating due to COVID-19 exposure. The guys that were not with the team were labeled excused absences, which seems to be COVID-19 related, but the Bulls, per Darnell Mayberry, couldn't provide additional context. So at least it's the preseason, and you don't have to necessarily worry about them missing regular season time, but the regular season also starts in 9 days for the Bulls, as they have their season opener on the 23rd of December against the Atlanta Hawks. One other thing that I do want to talk about before we say goodbye. The Bulls only have 2 more preseason games to get this right. And I think that when it comes down to it, it's about getting a rhythm with the rotations that you want to play and making sure that you're comfortable with the guys that you're playing in certain scenarios. As I've said before, Billy Donovan sees this as an opportunity to throw something at the wall and see what sticks. Right now, it's pretty clear. Your starting lineup is going to be White, LaVine, with White at the point and LaVine at the 2 guard, Porter at the 3, Markkanen at the 4, Wendell Carter Jr. at the 5, and your first guy off the bench to spell either Carter or Markkanen or even Porter is going to be Patrick Williams. After that, who knows? Tomas Satoransky is your clear backup point guard. But who else do you really want to play off the bench, given everybody be healthy? I mean, you had to play Chandler Hutchison 22 minutes last night, 6 points, 8 rebounds, 2 of 4 from the field. He's not going to get much done for you on offense. Daniel Gafford played 12 minutes, 4 points, 4 rebounds. I'd like to see a little bit more out of him. I mean, heck, Cristiano Felicio had to play 8 minutes, which is not encouraging by any stretch of the imagination. But I mean, Cristiano Felicio is going to have to play at some point. You want to see what you have when everybody is healthy. But look, in the COVID-19 world, you're not going to get everybody as healthy. You just got to take that for what it is at this point. This is the COVID-19 world of NBA basketball. We're not in a bubble. It's not going to be the bubble like it was during the playoffs. You're going to have to deal with COVID excused absences. And so the Bulls, who are a young team, a team that's trying to find its identity, they're going to have to do a lot of experimentation. I hope that they come out of it a lot better than they went into it. And on that note, we're going to say goodbye here on the Hoopball Chicago Bulls podcast. Make sure that you go and follow all of our Hoopball podcasts. I swear to you, they are the best content that you are going to find on the internet. We have the Hoopball Hawks with my buddy Brad Harden, who I hope to have on again at some point before the Bulls opener against the Atlanta Hawks. You've got the Hoopball Nets podcast, the Hoopball Mavericks podcast, the Hoopball Clippers podcast, the Hoopball Lakers podcast, the Hoopball Grizzlies podcast, the Hoopball Heat podcast, which is our newest one, the Hoopball Sacramento Kings podcast, the Hoopball New Orleans Pelicans podcast. You also have Today in Sports Betting, Fantasy NBA Today, NBA DFS Today, and coming soon, a new podcast. You got the Box Score Breakdown. We got it all for you here on the Hoopball Network. Have a great rest of your day, and as always, go Bulls!
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.